her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He do.
This is Homer, I'm here because no one else was available. I don't know who I'm filling in for, but I know the only other person here is Mark Chmura.
You're a legend. I don't think you fill in.
Well, actually, Jasmine,
I just think you take
know.
Over.
I lose track of who's on the show now. Who is everybody on the show? Are you officially on the show? Who's officially on the show?
Jen and Gabe. Used to do a show with them. You remember Gabe?
I used to do a show with Gabe. I never... I'm hearing my headphones very, very loud. I don't know what's...
You're just old.
No, it's not. I work on the same every night. It's not... Something's entirely different, but that's all right. Okay, now it's better. Something happened? Nothing changed?
I didn't change anything, Homer.
Oh, all right.
Did you have to get up early for this, or are you up this time?
I used to get up early. I wake up in the middle of the night all the time and fall back
asleep.
Yeah,
that's the thing young kids don't understand.
Why should they?
When you get old, you don't sleep. Like my daughter, my wife's out of town, and I went to bed at 7:45 last night, and she wasn't happy. She's like, you're going to get 9 hours of sleep. I'm like, no.
I don't.
I go 9 hours to get six at best. Is that how you are?
No, I don't have any trouble getting sleep. I'll go to bed at 7 or 8, wake up at midnight or 1, and then wake up. I have the Garmin watch. And so I usually get about 8. It lists how much. I get like 8 hours. Eight and a half hours. So
really?
I sleep very well, yes. The problem with old people is many of them can't go back to sleep when they get up, and that is the worst. I can't imagine how bad.
Yeah, that's me. Why, do you take drugs?
Do I take drugs? Well, I haven't been asked that since I was a freshman at Wisconsin. I take drugs for various things. Yeah, they give you stuff for...
Sleep?
AFib. No, nothing for sleep.
Nothing for
no,
sleep.
I'm a professional. I've been a great sleeper for a
really?
Long time. Yeah, oh, it's a great feeling.
Historically
slept through a relatively famous burglary in South Bend when I was supposed to be security at the age of 15, but we don't need to go into that.
Well, I don't think that shocks a lot of people.
No, I was working the whole day, and then they wanted us to watch the place at night. You can't be working all day, and at some point you're going to have to sleep. The people that are watching security third shift aren't working other shifts.
But you love to work. You
not,
love to
not
work.
Not necessarily, no.
But you're still working.
I love getting paid.
Oh.
So,
okay.
If I had made a lot more money, I wouldn't be working.
Okay. Fair.
I haven't made enough money, but... So who am I actually today? Am I Jen or am I...
You're both, so we need a lot out of you today.
We need a lot. Just I got to cover the old guy.
Yes.
He's just a bitter old man.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What's old now?
I've always thought 60s was old when I was young. Now, it's probably 65.
Okay.
But I mean, you're just irritated about everything.
It's just correct. Things bother me.
I know. Well, welcome
but that's
to the
age.
No, it isn't.
Josh.
It is not.
What is it then?
It's just you.
You think?
Yes. And you is fine, but there's not. And of course, you can use this concussion thing your whole life. Oh, it's not. I knew you before how many years ago? You're no different now than you were then. You're the same guy. You're just older. And so you are more, I want to do this. Fine.
It's probably what, 96?
Yeah.
We did a show together?
Yes. Yeah. I was doing a show around then. But I mean, I was covering the team from nine. But my point is like, you carry yourself the same way. I didn't interview you that much, but. And all the things, all your beliefs that you have now are normal.
Are they the same?
I don't know.
Because
old.
I would
you're
say.
You're just older.
If
you had
everyone from the station, me and you are probably the most similar.
I'll have to have Josh answer that.
Josh?
I don't necessarily know that it's a positive.
I mean, we both have vomit mouth, right?
At times. I honestly think Homer, in terms of the way he presents himself, might actually be younger. Chewy, you are older beyond your years. You are fed up with so many small old guy things.
Really?
You are old man yells at the clouds way more than Homer.
Yeah, and they're for no reason whatsoever.
Life's good over there.
Here's the problem in a nutshell. I'm always in a rush, but I got nowhere to go.
We can't explain that. No, do you think
people at Home Depot just don't sit there and talk to the cashier for 5 minutes?
This is going to be a help Chewy show. All right.
Uh-huh. Are you with me here?
You have to understand.
And there's a cashier person talking to a person checking out.
All right.
Don't sit there and talk when I'm waiting in line to get the hell out of there.
This will take more than 2 hours.
Yeah. We might have to blow up.
Are you fundamentally correct? Yes. But the only reason you're able to get anything done at Home Depot is because of the people that are there. They're the best you got. When you walk into that place, even if it was the worst person in the history of the world in terms of service, you still should say thank you. You know why?
Hold on.
Because if they're not there, those are the only people
left. You just
left.
Said something very interesting, though.
What?
You said that's the best we have.
Yes.
Best we have now.
Yes.
It used to be so much better.
I'm happy for you. They had dinosaurs then. It ain't then. It's now. And those people, as bad as they can be, and you're right, you need them more now than ever. Okay, how many people are at the store? First of all, in every store, there are all these places you can check out that are empty, right? Every place you go to, there should be a site, an app where you go, I was at this store, there were 12 exit.
Self-checkouts?
You add up all the self-checkouts because they've added those to the other, I don't know, what are they called when you walk through the aisle or whatever what it used to be? Checking out.
Yeah.
Not self-checkout, but a checkout. How many empty checkouts? I go to the bank. They have 5 places. They're never 5 people there. You're lucky if they're 2. Coming back soon. I haven't said to the lady, get rid of the sign. I pulled a Chewy. Why? No one's ever there. I come to the bank. The most you have is 2. Put a plot. Put some flowers there. Put anything. So there should be a place where you can go to empty aisles. So my point is, you've got 4 people there when there should be 8, right? They can't find anybody to work. If you don't have those 4 people, Chewy, you're down to 3. And then you're waiting even longer. Or then you're down to 2. Those people are more special than they've ever been.
Yeah, I agree. I started using the self-checkout.
Now it's self-checkouts.
That's just a small part of it.
Now it's self-checkouts. They have to have people supervising them because everybody's stealing stuff.
What do people now care about the most?
Themselves. No different than when you were young.
When I'm in the middle of an aisle, I am cognizant of, like, I have to leave enough room for someone to get by. Instead of the person that just sits and parks in the middle of the thing and be like, nope, I'm here shopping. I don't have to
move at
all.
You don't think those people existed before?
No.
You didn't notice them because you were young and you were doing stuff and you're moving. And now you're like, you should go to South Bend, Indiana. My brother still lives there. Digger Phelps, the former coach.
Yeah.
My brother goes, all Digger Phelps does is go to the grocery store and yell at people. Come on, this line takes so long. Digger's got nothing to do. He's should go there and interview him. Anyway, people are no better or worse. They're the same. It's different because they have phones. But the hardest part is there's nobody there.
Okay.
And so those people are more important than they've ever been.
Let's tie it all together here.
Here we go, yes.
Let's tie it all together.
So you now...
What about today's athlete?
You mean professional athlete?
Yes.
They're different because, unlike you, they make so much money that changes things.
But what about the look at me social post? That doesn't bother you?
Well, you were like that when you played.
Was not. Oh,
give me a break.
We didn't have Twitter or Facebook.
No, you ever look to your right there. Is there a framed picture of Chewy?
Yes.
Where?
With no clothes on.
Yes.
Like a naked Chewy.
Oh, you're talking to Homer.
You don't think Chewy had the opportunity to put that on social media?
Oh, yes. I was duped
you were
into that picture.
You were the same. You just had different avenues. You were all lucky that there weren't cameras.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
So was everybody else. Now everything you do, they used to say a person's character's what they do when no one's watching. Well, no one has character anymore because everybody's watching at all times.
Yeah.
Every kid should be told that everything you do is going to be seen by
someone. Do you watch more sports today or 30 years ago?
Oh, way more today.
Why?
Because there's so much more and everything's on. The crap that we have to growing up in Saturday. I remember the first time I turned on Saturday, they had bowling. And I went, what is bowling doing on? Well, it's on every Saturday. Why? It was no other choice. They didn't even have college basketball games and stuff on. It was like the football games, you had one game the whole weekend. This is, now every game is on.
So do you watch Netflix? Do you watch Apple? Do you watch all? Do you watch?
No,
do you watch Ozarks? Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, no, it's because I'm lazy. Some of the stuff's really good. The only one that I watch, which is my favorite show ever, was called Messiah. They did a story on a guy coming back like he was Jesus, and it was just spectacular.
Really?
Fantastic. And then they killed it after 1 year.
Huh.
But there are other ones that people have told me about that I think I would like. I'm just too lazy.
Yeah, but you'll sit down and watch a basketball game?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, pick something else. My point is, if you like lacrosse, lacrosse is on. If you like anything. I wish, like, cricket's on. I mean, there's the stuff on ESPN now. They're in the middle of they have, like, a women's, and then darts, throwing axes. This stuff that is... The competitive stuff is just off the charts.
Well, did you ever watch the first 30 for 30?
I'm sure I probably have.
The first broadcast ESPN, you know what the very first broadcast
30 for 30? No.
ESPN ever did? Was a softball team in Sussex, Wisconsin.
Sure. I'm surprised they didn't do The King and His Court.
Yeah.
Eddie Fainer. So, no, like, everything's different, but it's good. Do you realize how good your life is?
Oh, yeah. No,
okay,
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're still bitter? Are you still mad about stuff all the time?
Not all the time, but a lot
Josh,
of time.
Josh, all the time, yes or no on the show?
I don't think all the time's fair.
Okay.
I think most
of the time?
I think sometimes Chewy seeks out being annoyed or mad at stuff for sport. It's like fun and entertaining for him a little bit.
Yeah. People mess up. There are people messing up all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how even mad it gets him. He just likes to, as we know, one of his favorite things to do is complain.
Like, you don't want to drive with me. I mean, you don't.
What? What can be so bad? You have rules like Tausch?
No, it's just like, go already, for crying out loud.
There's accidents. Oh, it's definitely. Well, no.
We need to go to break.
Where people are. By the way, this is the new Homer. I'm thinking that my name should now be Sir Homer, not Homer, because I'm now driving a Lincoln.
Oh.
Nicest car.
Town car?
Hold on.
What year?
Under $900 spent for it.
Oh, way over.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Way over?
Yeah, $8,000.
Holy smokes.
What kind of Lincoln?
A 2012 Lincoln MD something. I don't know.
It's MDX?
I think MDX.
I see you in like the old Cadillac.
Oh, they're too
DeVille.
Big. They're too big. Like, I didn't want that car. Big. It was a friend who said, hey, you should buy this car. And I said for him, yeah, okay, I'll buy it.
You like
it? And they delivered it. I had them deliver it from Florida. And it's really nice. Like having a car with good suspension.
Do you drive like an old person or no?
I'm a horrible driver. They've told me that for
really
years. Yeah, I like to do other stuff like read the paper and do other things. And,
okay.
And I think I do that because I'm aware of everything else and scares the people.
See,
in the
I would
car.
See you as a left lane driver going 65 and not moving.
I don't know. Whatever you say, fine. I mean, the drivers now you have to worry about because they go like 100 miles an hour and they're coming from. I watch people from behind more than I watch people from the front. I'm amazed I haven't seen like a these guys that drive motorcycles too. I'm just amazed there haven't been more accidents.
Yeah.
The last time I drove a nice car was 1972.
What was it?
My dad had this huge Ford Thunderbird. It had a front end that was about four blocks long. And he let me use it for a date. And I'm driving and we turned and this car, little car, kind of like a small Toyota, smashed right into the front of us.
Ooh.
Right. Okay. The front end barely got dented. And their car was like an accordion.
Where was it?
It's legendary in our family because I pulled to a place of business and called my dad and said I was in a car accident. I was driving the Thunderbird, and his first question was, "How's the car?" And they were all offended. And I thought he said, "Well, I knew you were okay. You're calling. You didn't say I'm at the hospital and stuff." But I think he was more concerned about the car.
Where's the place you went to make out? in South Bend.
We didn't
Bend.
Make it. Oh, the zoo.
Ours was the drag strip.
Yeah, zoo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Homer, very nice. How many cars in your life have you purchased that would, like, how many cars is that?
This
8,
is the most I've ever paid, I think.
That's what it's
for a car for 8, me.
8,000?
No, I bought a car for the family, a minivan or my wife's car. She has a Camry. But as far as one that I'm driving, it's not even close. I had a Saturn that I drove and then at Marquette stuff. And then after that, I had a Scion. And the guy comes up to me, pretty big shot Marquette, goes, I wouldn't think it was possible, Homer, after your last car. I go, what? He goes, this one's even worse. And I still have the Scion, which I'll probably have to probably sell. But, man, it's a nice car.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
power windows?
No, it has everything. Everything. All the noise it makes.
Reverse camera?
Almost, yes, yes.
Wow.
That's got to be your first one, right?
Yes. But, like, you're just driving on the road, and the road can be not so good, and you still have, it's still a smooth ride.
Yeah.
Well, you deserve it.
Yeah. However, my car guy said, don't sell the Scion. I go, why? He goes, knowing you, in 2 weeks, you might change your mind that you want to go back to the dinky car.
What was the blue book on the Lincoln? Did the guy give you a screaming deal?
He gave me a pretty good deal, but he's been very good to me. It's probably like 10 grand.
Okay. How many miles?
Oh, that's the key. 2012, 76,000.
That's worth more than that.
Well, it means the person who owned it was just a rich person that didn't drive it that much, right?
Oh, it's worth more than 10, I bet.
Whatever. So yeah. We'll see.
Well, good for you. All
right. Oh, see, look at kind of. You're right. He's kind of happy.
I'm always happy it's when in there. You do the
you
show. Want,
you willing to buy it? Next.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp. And now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This is the Chewy Show. I'm the assistant Homer. Live listening, show replays, exclusive content. It's all in the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN, the Wisconsin sports app's best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. Find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores. All right, we have Adam Schefter coming on at 7:30. But before then, Kay Adams has some stuff from LaFleur, right? Because this show is all about the Packers. Anything else you want to get in that's not Packer related?
When's Giannis meeting?
They've probably.
I thought it was this week.
No, it's not a. They've probably met or his agents or whatever. I don't know when.
There was a report from Chris Haynes that they'd be meeting mid this week.
Yeah, the issue is real simple. If you're going to do something, you do something before the draft because it allows for all the other possibilities. Someone was even mentioning the Bucks are looking at some of the top players in the draft. So if you're going to move him,
it's not their choice.
I'm sure it is.
Bucks.
Yeah, they could. They could say you have a contract. We're not trading you. And then you just do whatever you want. Don't play, whatever. But that's not how it works anymore.
So how does this meeting go down? What is this meeting?
No meeting. I mean,
do they sit there and go, this is what we think we're going to do?
No different than meetings that you would have or that Favre would have had or that Rodgers would have. No one knows. The meeting is that you have some sort of discussion. Is it his agent? I don't even know if it's Giannis. Where does he want to go? What are they looking at? What are the different teams offering? I mean, they've got to kind of figure that out. But my point was, they want to do something, if possible, before the draft because the draft and all the draft choices provide more teams and more options for Giannis to consider and the Bucks and Giannis to agree to. Once the draft is over, then that limits to some degree what are possible options. And you want to have all the possible options that exist. And so, you know, they're...
So you think this moving is more about moving them than keeping them?
Well, yeah, they don't want to move him. The Bucks don't want to move him. No one would want
to. But don't they have to come up with a plan?
Well, if Giannis wants to leave, which he probably does, then you got to come up with something that he's happy with and you're happy with. You can't, you know, I mean, at some point, I guess you could send him anywhere, but I don't think they want to do that. So that's the difficulty, a thing that benefits the Bucks and one that's, you know,
that Giannis is willing to go to that team. So that's the difficulty. And the more parts that you have available, it can be a 2-3 team, two-team thing or a three-team thing. But no, if he was left up to the Bucks, of course they wouldn't trade him.
But it sounds like you think he's gone.
Yes, I do think he's gone. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Would you be gone?
Would I?
Yes.
Yes.
If you were Giannis.
But again, it'll also depend on what's out there. But yes, I would. The Bucks are in a horrible situation in terms of things they can do because of all the things they tried to do to help Giannis. The Bucks did fine. Just didn't work out. Giannis got hurt. And then Dame Lillard got hurt. So I don't, the mistake that was made, they look back, is after Giannis got hurt the first year, they should have kept Bud. They should have kept Holiday. They should have changed nothing. And just said, Giannis got hurt. Well, they changed everything. Giannis got hurt again, and then they sucked in the playoffs.
You're probably right.
So, but I don't know what the owners were thinking about and what they wanted. But it's not like they didn't try anything. And now,
no, I agree.
The only way that Giannis would stay is if Giannis was the second coming of Mother Teresa and wants to be nice to the city and the team. And I'm sure they can, in a couple of years, put together a pretty good team. But
so you just blow the whole thing up?
Draft picks. I mean, I wouldn't want to blow. You're blowing it up because you don't have him. But you'd like some players that could help you now, and then you'd like some draft picks. As the story has come out, the Bucks want to get the most they can. No kidding. But the difficulty is getting something to fit. I mean, if you're Giannis, I mean, I can tell you this. If I was Giannis, I want to go play one place.
Where?
The Knicks. The basketball fans in New York City are the best basketball fans I've ever been around. I grew up in Indiana. I couldn't believe it. Now, granted, there are a ton of people there, but I haven't been anywhere where their fans love that. But it's not sure that you not necessarily can work that out.
That's what I'm saying. There only two teams that could do it? San Antonio and Houston?
That looks like a pretty good connection. Oklahoma City, they say, has a lot. But it's difficult. So the hope is, if you're a Bucks fan, the hope is that it becomes so difficult that they can't work anything out and he comes back. And then you would maybe try it again after a year. And but there's no person alive who knows the NBA who would tell Giannis to stay. The limitations in Milwaukee are just really? So huge. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I don't know, and most people don't know the complexities of it, and is there something actually that would work out? If nothing really works out that well, then you would wait a year and then see what it is then. But the premise that was out, that the Bucks are looking at top picks in the draft and may bring in some of those players, tells you all you need to know as far as what they're exploring that they might do with Giannis, because you got to be open. So, but back to the Packers, maybe Adam Schefter would know. If anybody would know, he might. As far as Giannis, very good. Heard anything about Giannis? Next.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times in one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
This is Homer filling in for everyone. Jen is, I think she won like 100 Emmys last night. Was it last night she won all those Emmys?
That is correct.
All right, my over-under on Adam Schefter, who's here, is, my over-under on Emmys for Adam Schefter is 7. Adam, good morning. How many Emmys do you have?
Well, if you had asked me that question yesterday, before the show?
Before the show.
My answer to that would have been 0. I've never won an Emmy. You have to understand.
You got one now, and you must have won one last night. You
understand. They don't have a category, and I wanted to bring this up last night, but they don't have a category. They have a category for all sorts of things, and there's so many people in this business who do such great work. editing and
right,
you know, graphics and design and layout and sideline. You know, I mean, there's so many people that get ruined. They don't have an insider category. They don't have a reporter category like for, you know, people who are providing content. They don't know. They have a sideline reporter, but that is only for the sideline reporters.
That is.
They don't have.
Well, no, we know they don't, because if they did, he'd have seven.
You're the face of ESPN, and they don't have a category for you. It doesn't make sense.
I know. It doesn't to me.
No category. So
the show you were on.
I never had won an Emmy. And yesterday, last night, I went with my daughter, who works for Nickelodeon, because her show was nominated for
non-championship.
Live. Well, I was truly, truly hoping that my 16-year-old daughter in 10th grade was going to win an Emmy before I ever did. That was really my hope. Like, that was, I mean, honestly, like, we all want our kids to achieve more than we ever have.
I'd agree.
Be happy.
Yeah.
So like that would have been the ideal scenario last night. But as it turned out, you know, she was in the audience. They introduced my category, which was, I don't remember the name of the category, edited long form story, whatever. And the story that I did last year on Jim and John Harbaugh, the Harbaugh brothers, as they were playing for Monday Night Football, that won an Emmy. Sam Darvish Duffy, producer at ESPN, put it together. There's so many people that worked on it. I was a part of it. I was the reporter on
it. You get an Emmy?
But I got an Emmy. An Emmy. Right. So that was the first Emmy that I ever won for a feature story, which we put a lot of time in and was very proud of, and it came out great, and it's on ESPN Plus. If people want to see it, I think it's worth watching. But that was the first time I ever won an Emmy. First time.
Wow.
And then at the end of the night, NFL Live won an Emmy for Best Studio Show. And I guess I didn't even realize that I get an Emmy for that, being that I'm a part of that show.
We're at two.
So they do Laura Rutledge and Dan Orlovsky and Mina Kimes and Ryan Clark and Marcus Spears. They do a great job. And, to me, that's their Emmy, not mine, but I get one. So I got two more last night than I had won in my 35 years in the business.
Now, you were you were talking about your daughter. How great you would feel. Now, you have to tell me if I should feel well, because I've been in the business since 1980, never done a Major League Baseball game play-by-play. My son-in-law comes from Spain and is doing a game illegally on his green card, and he was doing it so well, filling in for somebody, that they were doing promos, and my daughter said, you can't do promos. You're not supposed to be working. You can't. Yep. I guess you can't work on a green card. Isn't that right? I guess that's what I thought. Anyway. But so should I be upset that I've never got one? He started doing them when he legally shouldn't be, and now he does them on Sunday for the Spanish station. So, but I'm like you. I think it's great.
Yeah, right. If you could have asked me last night before the event, what would be the dream scenario? It would have included her winning it more than me winning two. I'd rather her win one than me win two. So
you're a good dad.
But it didn't go like that, unfortunately.
I'm pretty comfortable at some point she'll get one. I'll go on the over on that. All right, now, it's great to have Adam Schefter on, have you on, because I feel like I don't have to say anything other than, all right, what do you know? What do you got? What do you know? We'd like it to be about the Packers, but anything you know about the NFL is of interest to our audience.
Well, I think the thing right now that has everybody's attention, obviously they voted yesterday to approve NFL players participating in the Summer Olympics in 2028, and today at 9 Central, they'll be meeting to go over the tush-push play that the Packers proposed to ban it.
And your expectation?
And that's going to be the story that if I had to guess, if I had a bet, I would bet that it's going to be banned. But I don't feel great about that, because what's going to come out over the course of the day is what a fight the Eagles are putting up to keep it. Like, they're not just going to take this lightly and be in a situation where it's dictated to them that they can't
run this
play.
Because it's a competitive edge for them.
Correct. Yeah. And they're going to put a lot of time and energy and have put a lot of time and energy.
But they got to get other votes, right? How many votes
into trying to preserve the play? Well, the NFL needs 24 votes to ban the play. And at the league meeting last month, I believe they only had 16, so they need to come up with another 8 votes. But the one thing about Roger Goodell is he's very skilled at getting what he wants. So I don't know how he's going to get the 8 votes. I don't know where the 8 votes are going to come from. But my guess is that if Roger Goodell wants those 8 votes, and I think he does, there's a good chance he's going to find a way to get them.
So, Adam, is this essentially going to do away with assisting any runner at any point on the field?
I think that's how they're going to do it. I think they're going to get back to the rule that was in place.
Yeah.
There never was any language. In 2005, there was a rule that you weren't allowed to push anybody with the ball. So if you caught a pass over the middle, Chewy,
sure,
your offensive lineman may have pushed you at certain times. You're such a brute, you didn't need much help. So now I think they're going to make all of that illegal. And I think that's how they're going to come back and say, it's not the tush way. Nobody's allowed to push anybody. That's what I think they're going to say. Mm-hmm. But let's see how it comes out later on today.
And then, Adam, I know that, these players are going to be able to compete in the Olympics. How is that going to go down? Will that be like the all pros, or is there going to be a qualifying of players? Do you know how that's going to work?
Well, you know, here's the thing about that is that it's flag football. And so, you know, the U.S. team's going to have 10 players. So, you know, 10 players are going to go. And I know people are worried about injuries, but NBA players play Olympic basketball games, and I don't recall anybody getting hurt there. These are flag football games. And I think the league's biggest priority right now is growing the game and making sure that internationally it's grown. And so that's of the highest importance to the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is going to be about, is them getting these players to participate to help popularize football across the globe.
I mean, isn't it good? Players want to get gold medals. I mean, it'd be awesome. Isn't it?
To get a gold?
To see who play. I assume they're going to crush everyone, right? And shouldn't the U.S. help me, Adam, are there other countries that would be any good compared to us?
I don't know, like, there, you know, other countries put up good tobogganing teams that you wouldn't think so.
Who knows? Jamaicans, yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you don't know how these things are going to go. I'm not going to forecast.
But if I was an NFL player, I'd want to play
NFL football in 25.
Why? It detract from the gold medal. It'd like, no. Going up against a bunch of fifth graders. Hey, I beat them. Here you go. Here's
that's the way
gold.
It used to be in basketball. Ain't no way anymore. They'll catch up. And only Adam would know how many there are, how many players in the NFL were born in other countries. They could play.
I don't know how this would work. But there are players. I mean, that is a thing. I mean, like, you know, players come from, I'm trying to think of, you know, is somebody going to represent, I don't know, I don't even know all the Olympic teams there are. So,
yeah.
Canada, I bet Canada have a team. Australia's got to have some players. All right, let's get to Packers. Trey Hendrickson, you going to go to Cincinnati, or is there an update there? I think the quarterback said something, but their quarterback.
Well, like, they're trying to work it out, and he wants to be paid, and this has been going on for a while, and you know, the Bengals are not one of these teams that, you know, is overly aggressive about trade. So if you think they're going to trade him to a team like the Packers or whatever, I don't think that's happening. Could he be traded at some point? Sure. But I don't think that that's the chance that it'll happen that way. So we'll see how it plays out. But a lot of time there still, and he hasn't been able to get what he wants. And I think the next, like, real artificial deadline would be right before training camp.
And everybody wants to buy Packer tickets in Pittsburgh against the Steelers if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Otherwise, probably not. What should they do, Adam?
Well, my guess is he's going to wind up going there. I think that, you know, we've heard Art Rooney, the team owner, say he expects Aaron Rodgers to sign there. And they have a mandatory minicamp June 10th to the 12th. So I would think that, you know, Rodgers is on the table here in the next week or so.
And lastly, no one can figure out what's going on with Jair Alexander. Team won't mention it. You know, they don't say he's on the roster. And any does that just seems odd.
It's gone back and forth all offseason. And at various points, they've listened to trade offers. They haven't gotten what they wanted. He hasn't been able to get it worked out. They haven't been able to. So where it's at specifically today, I can't answer that. I just know that They continue to float in this uncertain world without any resolution. And there'll be clarity at some point here, probably sooner rather than later, but there doesn't seem to be clarity today.
I won't be here, but when you're on next, could you have one of those or both of those Emmys right behind you so we can see
them? Apparently, I don't get them till the summer, but believe me.
Maybe you can borrow someone's for you have them now.
On display, yeah.
Yeah, they like, look good right behind
anything
you.
Like that. I've never won anything like that. I've never won an Emmy.
Doesn't seem to have changed you. You seem pretty much the same.
Well, an Emmy's not going to change me. I get that. I mean, it's nice. And I had that moment with my daughter last night. But
all right, let's see here next week. And now joining us, two-time Emmy Award winner, Adam Schefter. Does that sound better?
Yeah, well, I still took out the garbage this morning. I still picked up after my dogs this morning. Nothing much has changed, okay?
Thanks, except the intro. I'll never be the same again. I'm giving you a heads exactly. up. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Two-time Emmy Award-winning Adam
Schefter. I thought you won one.
I did.
Yeah.
30 years ago. I gave it away, but I still have the plaque. My wife said I had too much stuff around the house. So it's fine. I'll just give it away. So I still have the plaque. It was for daily sports casting or something.
Who did you give it to?
A guy at Ted's, the backbone. It seemed like he could use a nice award in his house. So
he has sports Emmy.
Yes, he has my sports Emmy. And I have the plaque. So I can bring that in next time. Next.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Have you never had a good pie?
I've had fine pies.
You get no pie.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, seems that way anyway. But if we get him on those dating sites, it feels like maybe he could.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Two-time Emmy Award-winning Adam Schefter. You'll probably have more than that after next year, but until then. Josh, we can get do they have an official introduction for him when he comes on with the...
I think they do.
Does Jen just do it? She knows
it. Jen just does it. We just have an open that plays some of his previous sounds, but if we want to add a little wrinkle of two-time and add some sound effects with it, I think that one might
be that's
too
why
bad.
They just have that... Whoever that person is, right?
I'm not a big memorabilia guy. I'm just not.
No.
Are you?
No.
Because we were talking before the show started, and you knew George Wendt, who just passed away.
Well,
Norm
when
from
I
Cheers.
Was when I was in 1979, I was going to broadcasting school at the Midwestern Broadcasting School, whose most famous graduate is Don Cornelius. You guys know who Don Cornelius was? He was the host of Soul Train.
Oh, I remember Soul Train.
Anyway. Second City, a famous comedy tour, is in Chicago. It's one of the, they have a show. They do it at 8 o'clock. And someone told me, if you go there at 9:30 or 10 after their show, all the members, the cast members, start working on future bits.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing is, there's no ad lib. So, and they said it's free. So I would start, I would go there, not almost every night, but most nights at 9:30. And the group, the cast then, long before there was George Wendt, Tim Kazmierski or whatever, he was like in all the cop thing, Tim Kazurinski, I think his name, and Jim Belushi, not John, his brother, who went on, has been a famous actor.
Oh, okay.
They're in the group, just randomly. So every night I would see them doing stuff, and the next thing 10 years later, they're all famous. And then John Belushi showed up one night, and when he was... by that time, legendary. He walks on the stage, and I wasn't the only one there. I would say about 25 or 30 people would show up each night to get free comedy without having to pay. And everybody just started laughing. He didn't have to do anything. But anyway.
Most famous person you ever met?
I don't know. I'd have to think. Probably John McEnroe. I interviewed him once.
Oh, you got to go bigger than that.
John McEnroe is pretty big. Well, who would be? Is it Brett Favre bigger?
No,
is Mark Chmura bigger?
No, definitely not. President? No?
No, no.
Actor.
When I lived in California, I met Michael Landon.
Robert Conrad, he used to be, and those guys used
I
to
would
play
say
tennis.
John Belushi, John bigger Belushi. Than I bigger than
he wouldn't
John McEnroe.
He wouldn't remember meeting me. And then Shirley MacLaine, who was a very famous actress.
That's large.
That's pretty large. So, but anyway, it's not like okay. I stayed at Dick Patton's house.
The guy from Eight is Enough.
Eight is Enough. Yes, his son became a famous.
He's
actor.
Like lost right now. He's like.
I don't know. You're the one. I have no idea. It's what's going on. These are all Don.
That
Hudson's.
Was a great show. Eight is Enough.
Yeah, Don Hudson's. I don't think they're. You know, it's way before. I think most famous person I ever met was Chewy.
Yeah. The Pope. You never met the Pope.
Never met the Pope. Archbishop Dolan, who's in New York. That's pretty big.
He was close.
That's pretty big. Play golf with Ernie Els.
Yeah.
Had Arnold Palmer complain about my nickname.
I kind of had good. I had an issue with Dolan. Me and him went back and forth.
But anyway, it's not Packers. So nobody cares. We got Kay Adams stuff, right?
That was a tour de force, and I have no idea what just happened there.
What? I'm not going to have people listen to this crap for so long without going there listening because they want to know something about the Packers and the latest on the Packers about Jair Alexander or
what are we going to tell them? Same regurged garbage that's been going on
we
for
don't
about
have anything,
2 months.
We don't have anything new.
You know,
but
LaFleur wants a defensive end. Well, there's one problem with that, Matt. You don't make any of those decisions. So let's hear it.
Wait a minute. Well, how do you know that?
Because I'm dialed.
What do you mean? Because you're dialed. Well, how much in general? Now we have something to know. How much in general do head coaches say? Is that just the way it always is?
Well,
did Mike Holmgren have any input with Ron Wolf? You live that.
Well, Ron was his boss.
Fine.
So he said, give me input. When you have the three-headed monster,
did he?
One doesn't have to give anything to the other, and the other doesn't have to give anything.
But you don't really know how it works. How did it work then?
How did it work with receivers?
Well, no, back to
he
when
had to
you
find
hold
out
on, hold
that
on.
They all were very average
wait,
and to be like, I need a number one receiver.
Back to you when you're playing, all
yes.
The players, they must have talked about, we need this or would like this. And people go like, well, then say something to Holmgren or don't say anything because it doesn't matter. Or Holmgren will probably then say something to Wolf. Wolf doesn't listen to him. What was the view of players of how players were added or not added? Did you all believe
Ron
Wolf's
would
in
be
charge
like-
of everything? Or did he ever do anything that you thought? Did you ever go, Wolf hated this guy, but he got him just because Holmgren wanted him? Maybe
no,
that ever happened.
Just when it came to your guy. Just when it came to your guy.
My guy?
Your guy. You know who your guy is.
I don't know who my guy was.
You know who your guy is.
Everybody's guy then was Brett Favre.
T-Buck, your guy.
Oh, I do like T-Buck now, yes.
That's the only time I heard there was a riff.
Between Holmgren and Wolf.
Holmgren, Rhodes, and Wolf.
Okay. And some liked him and some didn't like him?
Rhodes and Holmgren didn't want him starting.
Okay.
Ron said he's starting.
Correct.
So he started.
Right.
Yes.
But then.
Now, there were
T-Buck
players.
Had his best year, they brought in Newsom and got rid of T-Buck.
Yeah.
So eventually, Wolf did listen to them, needing a bigger cornerback against the big wide receivers then.
Yeah. And Ron was a guy that he would admit when he was wrong. He would say, I'm wrong. I screwed up that pick. Jason tells a great story. I forget who the player was.
Well, but so you as players thought that Wolf, that like if you wanted to leave the team, you don't play on the team and you were mad, do you go to Holmgren? Do you go to Wolf? Do you go to your agent? What did a player do to try to get out if somebody wanted out?
No one really wanted out.
All right.
There were just a handful of players. Like there were players that Holmgren wanted gone. And Wolf said, okay, I'll give you one. Wayne Simmons. Fritz loved him, right?
I was told
Mike
Fritz cried when they
Mike
were
couldn't control him. So then he couldn't control him. Wayne was going to do whatever he wanted to do.
But he put up with him for X number of years.
He did until I don't think he got traded. I think he became a free agent.
No, he got traded in the middle of the year when you lost in the Super Bowl.
You think Ron wanted to trade him?
I don't know. I'm asking
Ron
you.
Didn't
you were
want
on
trade
the team. Seth Joyner came in, and he wasn't nearly as good.
I didn't want him traded because I think I have two Super Bowl rings if they don't trade him.
That's the view of many people.
You know, Seth Joyner, great player, fringe Hall of Fame player, but not when he came to us.
So was everybody sad when when Wolf traded him, Wayne Simmons?
I don't think so. I think we trusted Ron.
All right.
I think we trusted him. But there was another player.
So we bring this up. We bring this up because everybody wants to know what it's like now. Now, they're not the GM. Goody is not the boss
Mm-mm.
of LaFleur. But that doesn't mean that they can't have a connection where he does what LaFleur wants. So when people, when you say, well, it doesn't matter what LaFleur thinks, he's not in charge. Maybe it does. We don't know.
I don't understand. When you are looking at a player or a college kid, why aren't positional coaches going to work that kid out? Because I can tell you this, they know a lot more than scouts.
They do?
Yes.
Well, that'll have to be the topic after the top of the hour. Or do we have 8 at 11 or something? No, we're good.
We're clean.
If Chewy wants to do a power rankings, we always could, but those have been pretty rough recently.
I might have a power ranking.
Let's
for
let
him.
Homer do it.
No. I'm going to come up with a power ranking I want from you with no prep.
Okay. I'll do whatever you want.
All right. That's next.
Respect your elders.
That's next. And I am your elder.